A shooting at a high school outside Spokane yesterday left one student dead and three others wounded. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, the town of Freeman is still trying to make sense of what would have otherwise been a normal day at school.
After she set her books down in a biology classroom, Kelby Cochran got hungry. So she asked a friend to go with her to her locker so she could grab a snack.
And we were on our way back when it sounded like a paper bag popping or a balloon, like when they screw off in lunch or something. And then I heard two more and I pulled her into the classroom.
The gunshots Kelby heard were fatal for her friend, sophomore Sam Strahan. She still remembers one time he had tomato soup for lunch.
And he didn't grab a spoon, he grabbed a fork. And so he sat there and ate the whole bowl of soup with a fork. And then later that day, I was like scrolling on some kind of social media and I found a quote that said, life is a bowl of soup and I'm a fork, and I sent it to him.
The way Kelby tells it, Sam was a funny kid who had his own teenage struggles, including the death of his father this year on Father's Day. Three other students were injured in the shooting. As they recovered in a Spokane hospital, people gathered for vigils in and around the city.
We will never be able to fully come to grips.
Including a small gathering at Spokane's St. John's Cathedral, where clergy members led roughly 30 people in prayer and made themselves available all evening. Freeman High School is situated next door to a middle school and an elementary school, all three set against the pastoral backdrop of rolling hills and wide open skies. This is where the grasslands of the Palouse meet the tall pines of northeastern Washington.
It's like family here, which is why I'm here, because I just feel very connected to the community.
Kurt Bergen works in real estate. In fact, he and brother Brandon were supposed to be across the Washington-Idaho border in Coeur d'Alene on business. Instead, they dropped everything to rush to their old high school.
I think when you're in such a small community like this with, I mean, all the families, the parents know every parent. Spence!
As Bergen's talking, he spots a friend who's still in high school at Freeman, out on the highway, and calls him over.
What's up, man?
I was his reading buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's how weird Freeman is. Is like, now I hang out with this kid, and he was my reading buddy when he was in fourth grade, and I was a senior in high school.
The two share a long hug, an example of the kind of support Christy Cochran says she and daughter Kelby have experienced here.
Everybody just picks up and pitches in.
Christy stood against her car with her daughters in the late afternoon sun. She had to wait nearly the whole school day to see her kids safe. The family had planned to spend the evening at the county fair, but instead they were discussing whether or not they should get together with their neighbors. Christy partly jokes that the town's so small and so close that Kelby couldn't even keep her new boyfriend a secret.
You're blushing. It's nice to have a little laughter or a little comic relief. In terms of relief, like, do you guys think it's going to be easy to go back to school? Have you even given that any thought yet?
Like, I've wondered how long school's going to be out for, but I know it's going to be very different because I had a majority of my classes with Sam.
I'm Emily Schwing reporting.